In the heart of a quiet forest, nestled under the leaves, was a sparkling blue pond. And on a lily pad right in the middle sat a little green frog named Freddy. Freddy wasn't the biggest frog in the pond or the loudest, but he was curious and kind. And today he was also a little bit nervous. You see, today was the day of the Great Lily Leap, a tradition where all the young frogs hopped across the pond without falling in. Freddy had never made it past the second pad. Last year, he fell in with a splash. The year before that, he didn't even try. Maybe I'm just not a leaper. Nonsense! You've got strong legs and a big heart. That's all a good jump needs. We believe in you, Freddy. You just have to believe in you, too. Freddy took a deep breath. The sun warmed his back, and with the sound of a croak to start, the Great Lily Leap began. One by one, frogs soared through the air. Freddy watched, waiting, worrying. Then he thought of Penny's words, and Benny's cheers, and all the times he'd practiced when no one was watching. With a mighty spring, Freddy leapt. Pad one, landed. Pad two, steady. Pad three, a wobble, but he kept going. Pad four, pad five. Freddy was flying. The whole pond gasped as he soared to the final lily pad, but not from Freddy. That was Gary. He always went too far. Freddy looked around. He did it. He really did it. Penny, I knew you had it in you. Benny, you're a legend now, Freddy. And from that day on, Freddy was known not just as the frog who made the leap, but as the frog who faced his fear and found out he could fly. So the next time you're scared to leap, remember Freddy, the little frog with a big heart, and a leap that changed everything.